If a person propagates three vines that are in a row, that after he then takes these vines and puts it underground and has it come up in another place, and then by doing so with all these three vines, it looks like there are actually two rows of three vines, and I drew a picture below. V'yikareim nirim means that the trunks of the initial vine, of the main vine, can be seen sticking out of the ground, as the arrow points below. So even though they're really only three vines here, it appears that there are six vines. Rabbi Elazar bar Tzadok Omer, im yesh b'neim mi'arba amas v'tshmona, as long as there's a distance of between 4 amas and 8 amas space between this row of three and that row of three, v'tshmona, it has to be between 4 and 8, harei elu mitztarfus, they become a kerem, they become a vineyard, and they have the chumras of a vineyard that you're not allowed to plant within 4 amas away from each of these rows. The Rav says, lav dafka, I mean, we could have also painted a case where you had one row of three and one row of two, like we had in the previous Mishnayos, but this is the simplest way to illustrate that the Mishnah does. So we have just two rows of three. And the chiddush here, obviously, is though, even though that there's only one row of three vines, we look at it as two, and therefore we have a chumrah that we consider it a kerem. But if you don't have between 4 and 8 amas between these two rows, so they're not mitzarif. And really, to make it a kerem, this is really not a vineyard. It's really, we know that it's really just three vines here. But we're machmer, so therefore, if it's not 4 amas between them, it's not mitzarif. And in the previous cases where you had literally three vines that were planted next to another three vines, so you didn't need 4 to 8 amas between of space. Here, in order to create this not real vineyard, we at least need the space between them to be between 4 and 8 amas. If they're too close together, we're not going to go that far to call it a kerem. Next case, Geffen sheyofsha asur v'ein mekadeshes. A vine that becomes totally dried out. Drying out is the end of the growth cycle when something's totally dried out. Like we said previously, when they had to figure out how much something grew, they would discern, the Rav said, they had this trick to discern how much it would take to dry out. So growing and being moist go hand in hand. So if you have a vine that's totally dried out, and by the way, when something is totally finished its growing cycle and it's totally complete, there's no iser of kilayim like we're going to see later. So it's usher to plant next to such a vine, but it doesn't condemn. It doesn't become mikadeshes. And the chiddush is, the Rav says, that even in the summer where not everything is so dried out, and it's very obvious when you have something that's fully dried out that it's finished its growth cycle because other things would be flourishing, but even so, there's marasayin that people will think that this vineyard is still flourishing and it's not completed its growth cycle, and there's only something that's hanging over it, remnants from something else, and they won't know that it's finished its growth cycle, and they'll think that you're allowed to plant next to anything, even a vine that's moist that didn't finish growing. So that's why we asked him to do it even in the summer, because of marasayin. And in the winter, it's obviously going to be usher, because people won't even know to differentiate. They'll think that it's not fully finished, because everything really looks the same way in the winter. Rabbi Meir Omer Aft Semer Geffen Oser Ve'Einu Mekadesh. Meir says that even cotton, which looks like a grapevine, a cotton vine, it's also to plant next to Ve'Einu Mekadesh. Obviously, we're not going to go out of the way to say that whatever you plant, you have to destroy and becomes condemned. Rabbi Elazar bar Tzadok Omer Mishmo Afal Gabi Geffen Oser Ve'Einu Mekadesh. Rabbi Elazar bar Tzadok, the Rav says, he says in the name of Rabbi Meir that he's referring to a case where you propagate the vine and you bury it under the ground. And remember, we said that where it's under the ground, if you wanted to plant something else above the propagation, you can only do so if it was 3 tefachim of dirt between where you were planting and the actual propagation. So even if you would plant on top of the vine, Rav says it's also to do so, ve'einu mekadesh, but it doesn't become condemned. The Rav says the halacha is not like Rav Meir and not like Rav Elazar bar Tzadok. Problem is, Rav Elazar bar Tzadok seems that this is the halacha we hold like too, because we hold that it's usher to do so, but it doesn't become condemned, it doesn't become mikdash. Why not? Because we said that the issue is that when you plant something on top, the issue is havracha, that you are grafting. And grafting is no iser b'dievet in grafting. Only with planting vines is there an iser b'dievet that you have to destroy it. But when you graft into something, there is no iser. So why does the Rav say the halacha is not like Rabbi Elazar bar Tzadok? So just think, I'm not sure if it's true, but maybe you can say the Rabbi Elazar, according to the Rav, he's talking about planting a cotton vine on top of this propagation of a grapevine. And that would be the continuation of the Mishnah, where Rabbi Elazar bar Tzadok is saying in the name of Rav Meir, and he's still talking about a cotton vine, but I'm not sure, I didn't really see anybody say this, and I didn't spend too much time on it, but I'm just throwing it out, because the Mefarshim bring up the problem understanding what the Rav is referring to when he says, Allah is not like Rabbi Elazar bar Tzadok.